Question from Varun Chawla Prabhu. Prabhupada had used sugar, but I have come to know sugar is refined of bone char made of cows these days. Is it not a sin to eat sugar? In our place, vegan sugar is available. And if we have to go to someone's house and if he offered us anything made of bone char sugar, then what shall we do? When we do in our house or somewhere else, we have to control our tongue every time when something comes before us, because mind says this dish can make with vegan sugar. So I am confused, should we kill our enjoyment of eating every time when everything made of bone char sugar comes before us? Answer: the Bhagavad Gita describes sarvarambha hi doshena dhumena agnirivavritaha. And in this world, everything, all activities are contaminated by sin, just as, by fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. So 1848 in the Bhagavad Gita describes this. And so Arjuna is hesitating to kill the enemy soldiers, who include his relatives, and Krishna is telling him that in general, we cannot be entirely free from activities that have some level of faultiness in it. So, this of course does not warrant a general license for doing all kinds of faulty activities. So, based on the scriptures, Srila Prabhupada has given us the four regulative principles, and we follow them. So, the relevant one over here is no meat eating. So, certainly, food that is directly meat has to be avoided. But beyond that, how far can we go? That is a matter of individual discretion. Because in our modern society, we will have to be in a perpetually paranoid mode, constantly fearful, if we want to avoid everything that has any kind of contact with meat. For example, many medicines, especially for those who have some bone weaknesses, calcium tablets are recommended, and these are almost always made using extracts from animal bones. And sometimes it is not even specified whether they are made using non-meat, non-flesh components, or they are using flesh and meat. So basically, bone sort of components, animal products or non-animal products. So even if we come to know, the regulatory authorities are not so vigilant, and sometimes medicines with animal products may not be labeled that way so as to increase their sales, especially in countries like India, where a significant percentage of the population prefers vegetarian, non-animal products. So if a devotee has some bone problems and calcium medicines are required, should that devotee take the medicine or not? Even if he or she is unable to verify whether the medicine contains any kind of bone or not, we have to be practical in these things and we can take the medicines. And certainly this principle is of course an example of something that is essential. Say medicine is essential for recovery and even for survival. So now we may argue that there are other issues like, say, soaps and shaving creams and other such products which may contain some animal products. So if that is the case, as much as possible, we need to try to avoid it. And in general, if we do a little inquiry, we'll find out herbal equivalents. And there are many ISKCON related goshalas and ISKCON related natural products who are producing these in a natural way that does not involve any animal products. So we can prefer that. But again, this is not something to be imposed, because even according to some sources, even many electronic products, they have certain coatings and certain foils which may come from animal products. We just can't find it out for each and everything. So where we know and it is possible without much difficulty to avoid, we try to avoid. Now, coming specifically to the question about sugar, yes, actually, most varieties of commercially available sugar in the final stage go through a processing unit where they are exposed to a steam that comes from burning bones. Of course, the processes may vary in different places, but in general, some kind of coating of that steam that comes from bone usually is there on sugar. So without that coating, the sugar doesn't look white and shining. And if the sugar is of some other color and it's a little dull, then people will not purchase that. And that's why most commercial producers, to get that white shiny coating, use that bone ash. So it may or may not be cow bone ash. It can be various bones. Generally, whichever bones are easily available and whichever bones can give that color are used. So what can devotees do about these things? Regarding the question whether this was the practice during Srila Prabhupada's times, well, this was a practice that was going on in general. It's a standard industrial practice. And that is the way by which white color is given to sugar. So one way is to use rock candy. If we use what is called in vernacular language as khadi shakkar, if we use sugar cubes instead of that powdered sugar or granule sugar, if we use sugar cubes, then they don't have this coating. And that may just require a little bit more time or effort to dissolve or mix into whatever sweets we are preparing. Mm-hmm. But from the health point of view also, it is much better than the granule sugar. Other places, so within ISKCON, different devotees adopt different policies. Some, as I said, use rock sugar. Some places, they completely avoid the sugar and they either use jaggery or rock candy or whatever. And in some places, in some temples, I won't go into names and specifics over here. In some temples, they try to link, especially in the temples where a large quantity of sugar is required and where the community of devotees also is ready to use a purer variety of sugar, then the local temple management links with a nearby sugar production house and tells them that please give us sugar which does not go through this process. And these efforts have not been successful in a wide scale, but on the few places they have been tried and they have achieved some limited success. So this way devotees can try to avoid this particular problem of bone ash. But nonetheless, it may not be possible to avoid it all the time. And if the food is offered to Krishna and it is prasad, then certainly we can take it, because as Krishna himself has said that ultimately there are faults in everything. So just because something is faulty doesn't mean that we don't do anything at all. Where will we stop it? As I said, there are medicines, there are food products, there are so many associated things, even electronic products, where everything is contaminated by animal products. So as devotees, we don't have to become paranoid about these things. If we feel ourselves revolted by the thought that these contain animal products, then we can make it a rule to avoid it strictly. And then naturally, strict observance of any kind requires us to pay a price. And we may have to avoid all kinds of sweets everywhere. But sir, but this should not make us look down upon other devotees who are not following these standards. And nor should it make us try to impose these standards on others. Because the acharyas have not imposed this, have not recommended this standard for us. So therefore, in the extremes between black and white, there are pure devotional activity like hearing, chanting, and worshipping the deities, discussing Krishna Katha. And there are purely, these devotional activities are purely white. That apart from that, the explicitly forbidden activities, meat eating, gambling, intoxicating, illicit sex, they are totally black. So we certainly want to avoid the completely black activities, and we want to do the white or pure activities as much as possible. Within these two broad points, extreme points, we have a spectrum which is filled with gray areas. Now, how far a person can go away from the black and stick towards the white, that will depend on that person's individual inclination as well as the facility provided by the social situation. Over a period of time, as the ISKCON devotee communities grow and as devotees engage more and more in occupational duties that foster the traditional way of life. This means not only, say, devotees live in farm communities, but devotees take up research and development in various other allied knowledge systems that support the spiritual way of living. Then hopefully we should be able to move further and further away from the black and come closer and closer to the white. Till then, actually, Prabhupada would say, we have to make the best use of a bad bargain and not become paranoid about those activities that are not explicitly or entirely forbidden in scriptures. Thank you.